And Lisa Pereira is here with what it says in your Monday morning newspapers.
There are pictures in many papers today of a joyous Sarah Healy wrapped in the Irish flag and leaping into the air after she won gold at the European Indoor Championships in the Netherlands yesterday. The caption in the Irish Independent says she was floating on air. Healy gold tops off Irish medal charge, says the Irish Examiner. In an editorial, the Irish Times celebrates the bronze medal wins as well. Kate O'Connor in the pentathlon and Mark English in the 800 metres. A glorious treble is the headline above that piece. The Times continues its coverage of the arrest and subsequent release of Sinn Féin TD Thomas Gould after questioning over an alleged €150,000 fraud at a former employer. The paper reports Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald as signalling she's willing to address the Dáil about the incident. The party confirmed that Mr. Gould continues in his role as junior spokesperson on housing and urban renewal. The Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror have front page stories about what the Star calls the M50 bike horror. It shows a photo of 51-year-old Christian Rasmussen, who Gardaí say died in a collision with a car on the motorway yesterday. It's understood he was part of a motorcycle convoy. Originally from Denmark, Mr. Rasmussen had been living in Carlow for over 20 years and was known to his friends as Danish Paddy. There are warnings and advice about health insurance in today's papers. In The Independent, expert Dermot Good tells consumers to be wary of the average price rises announced by insurance. These can mask much steeper hikes in particular plans. In The Times, consumer affairs correspondent Connor Pope has advice on how to navigate what the paper calls the health insurance maze. He has a list of do's and don'ts in relation to choosing your insurance. There's advice for civil servants on how to switch off in today's Irish Daily Mail. Last month, the Department of Public Expenditure sent a circular advising workers not to hold unnecessary meetings. It added that emails should be proportionate in their tone of urgency, especially if they're sent outside of normal working hours. It's part of the government's Organisation and Working Time Act, which applies to all workers, not just civil servants. The Irish News carries a front page article about a businessman in County Down who died in an accident involving electric gates at his home. It's believed father of five, Paul Ward, died following a fall from one of the gates. Several papers cover the election in Canada of Mark Carney as leader of the ruling Liberal Party and therefore Canada's next Prime Minister. His name may be familiar to people from the Brexit negotiating days when he was Governor of the Bank of England. The Times notes Carney has followed an unusual path to power. He'll be only the second Prime Minister in Canadian history without a seat in the House of Commons. The Star finds the Irish angle, telling us his paternal grandparents were from County Mayo.
Lisa, thank you very much indeed.